We're up to Sima Tafresh Ayin Beis, Seif Beis. Shachach o Hezid v'lo Hidlik im Shkias Achama. If you didn't light at the right time, so Madrik v'holech ad shetuch regu min ashok, shukmo chatzi shah. You can keep on lighting until tuch regu min ashok, which is a half hour after the proper time to light. Shazam orvin v'shav miki pusumei nisa. Because that's when people are walking by then, and then there's more pusumei nisa. So the Shulchan Aruch says that ideally you should light at the right time, and if not, then you should light within a half an hour of the right time. But then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, Umiyu Hanimilu Chachila Avalim Avar Zeazman Volhidrik Madavel Kohalaiva. The Shulchan Aruch says, ideally light then, or within the first half hour after the right Zman. But b'di'evit, you can light the whole night, and even say a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, until alosa shachar, imavar kol halayla v'lo hidlik ein lo tashlumin. But if the whole night passed and you didn't light, then you can't light after alosa shachar. So b'di'evit, you can light the whole night until alosa shachar, and you can even say a bracha. Oh. Now here the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas. What if no one else in the house is awake? So you're lighting alone. So the Mishnah Berurah says that preferably you should wake up some people in the house, and that way there's more Pusumei Nisa. And it sounds like if you don't wake them up, you would light without a bracha. But in the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chaim ben Moshe and others that no, that the Shulchan Aruch holds that fundamentally you're allowed to light the entire night. B'di'evit. And therefore, your yadlik v'bracha. Obviously, it's better if people are around, but if no one's around, you can light with the bracha even later. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Misha wrote, so linho kavase en mochim v'yado, and if Moshe Feinstein paskins like that shita. So I think that's the more standard minhag olam, that even if everyone's sleeping, you can light very late, because the fact that you're lighting and you see it yourself, that itself is enough, as long as it's before Alosa Shachar. Oh. Now, if you want to wake up some kids in the house, so I think that's a good idea, you make it into a chinuch moment. Wake up the kids, let them come down and sing, give them a sufganiyar or two, and you can make it a very special, memorable moment. A big part of good parenting is creating good memories. So, Mikra Adin, Rav Moshe holds, like the Chaim ben Moshe quoted in the Shaar HaTzion, that you can say the bracha even if you don't wake up anyone. But certainly, if you want to wake up some of the kids, and that will not be a bad idea, both mitzad being machmer for the Mishnah Berurah, and mitzad creating a good parenting, a good memory moment. Oh. Now, there's a Rama who says, Bizman azem adlikim bifnim, ein tzarech lezor lehad kodem shticho ragu min ashuk. See, nowadays, Bizman the Rama, they lit inside anyway. So then you don't have to worry b'chalal about lighting within this man of techu regu min ashuk. But the Rama says, Mikom makom tov yoser lizar gam bizman hazeh. It's better to light within that zman even nowadays. The Mishnah Berurah says, because some people taka are walking by, and if you're lighting it by the inside of the front door, people will still see it. In other words, we discussed in a previous year, bottom line, we paskin that if you light, you can light inside your house nowadays, and you can say a bracha. It's better to light where people can see it. But if you light inside, you can light inside and even say a bracha. So then the question is, if that's true, is there an inyan to try to still light at the correct time, at seis or at shkia? So the answer is yes, it's still better to light at the correct time. But b'di'evit, you can light, as we discussed earlier, you can light the whole night. Okay. Now, how much oil do you have to put into the menorah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech litein b'shem in kezeh ashir. The shir is ad shetichu regu min ashuk, and it should be half an hour. So the candle should stay lit until a half hour after it gets dark outside. Now, that means even if you're lighting at shkia, still, we assume you should keep the candles lit until a half hour after the stars come out because Tichu Eli Menashul, because a half hour after it gets dark. Many people use these small, colorful candles. Those candles stay lit more than half an hour, but not much more. So if you light it seis, you can use those candles. But if you're lighting it shkia, you shouldn't use those candles. So those candles don't stay lit until a half hour after the stars come out. Obviously, you can't use those candles on Erev Shabbos either, that we'll get to. Because on Erev Shabbos, you light way before shkia, and the candles have to stay lit a lot more than half an hour. So the small, colorful candles that people get in the blue box, if you light at shkia, you should not be using them. If you should never use them on Erev Shabbos. And if you light it seis, then you can use them, except for Erev Shabbos. Now, if your candle lasts more than half an hour, or if you put in oil more than half an hour, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Im nasim b'yosa yachol uchabosa le'achas shabbos asman, you can put the candle out, because the mitzvah is the half an hour, and that's what you had in mind for the first half an hour. When you lit the candle, you had in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, many achronim are maskim uchadchila. It's better to say to yourself, I have in mind, you say to yourself explicitly, I have in mind to only be set aside the candle for the first half an hour, because some hold that if you light the candle stam, or you light the oil without any kavana, then your stam kavana is that it's set aside for the whole zman. Okay. This is why, let's say you have to go somewhere after candle lighting. So let's say you lit the candles at 6 o'clock and you have to leave somewhere at 7. And the candles are still lit. You're allowed to put them out. You're allowed to put the candles out. It's dangerous to leave them lit in the house if no one's around. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. So that's allowed. And that's talk of what a person should do. Okay. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says, after the first half hour, yachol lishtamish liorah. For the same reason. Because you only had in mind that it's set away from your use for half an hour. After the first half an hour, it's mutter to use the candles. It's only also to use the candles when you're doing the actual mitzvah. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh machmirin. Why? Because it's marasai. It looks bad. People think that you're using the candles. You're not allowed to use the candles for your own use. They're not going to know when you lit. Is it within this man, after this man? So l'chadchila, you certainly should not use the candles after this man of the first half hour. But if you need to put them out for some sort of storech, indeed you're allowed to. Okay, we'll stop here. I wanted to add one more point about how much oil and how big the candle should be. So the standard shita is a half an hour. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now it's interesting, the Rambam says it's kamo chatzi sho, like a half an hour. So there are those that say, based on the Rambam and other Makoros, that ad shetichu regel min hashuk is subjective. That if you live in a neighborhood where people are out on the street longer, then the menorah has to be lit much longer. It has to be lit the amount of time people are on the street. You know, there's normal traffic in front of the house. People going by. And in the last 20 or 30 years, they found, or maybe a little more than that, they found the original Ritva on Mesechta Shabbos that was published. And Taka, that Ritva, he says this idea that it is a subjective amount, and if you live in a place where people are on the street longer, you should keep the candles lit longer. So this became known as a Brisker Chumra. The Brisker Rav was into this idea. And he would have his candles stay lit until the traffic would die down in front of his house. There's a famous episode that he used to live within a few blocks of a movie theater. And he would ask his children to check when the last movie would end. And he would try to have his oil lit until a few minutes after the last movie ended. Because then there's still significant traffic in front of his house, walking home after the movie. So this is a chumrah, which You don't have to keep, but certainly it's a good chumrah to try to keep, that the candles stay lit much longer than just half an hour. I have a Rebbe who lives near a shul, so he has his candles stay lit until a few minutes after the last Maariv ends. Parallel idea to what the Brisker up did. Okay, now we'll stop.